Good morning and welcome to Leftover Grounds. It seems there's some concern about armed civil unrest at state capitals all over the country. Enough for the FBI to issue a memo. Tech companies that run as free speech platforms are being shut down or attacked all over the world. And the Republican Party and Donald Trump are being canceled. And it seems like a very real possibility that it might be successful. So let's get into it. The National Guard confirmed on Monday that it's going to be sending 15,000 troops to secure the inauguration, which is quite a bit more than they had on January 6th during civil unrest. I think they had, the mayor requested like 300 something to do traffic control. Anyway, there's going to be quite a bit of security there. A lot more than probably is necessary, but of course, there's always a reaction after a security incident, which also is a admission of failure to prepare for January 6th. So for a virtual, it's supposed to be a virtual event, it's going to be quite the scene. Lots of National Guard troops, I'm sure some active mixed in, law enforcement's bringing in outside agencies to support them as well. Supposedly the FBI issued a memo that there's going to be the possibility of violence at all 50 state capitals on January 16th during the inauguration. They're also doing some knee-jerk reactions and are afraid of not doing enough to prepare, which they should. I mean, this January 6th thing was a security nightmare and disaster. So there is the potential of that. There have been threats from armed groups stating that they will be conducting an uprising of some kind if Donald Trump is removed from office. So if you live in capital cities, I would just recommend stay home. Don't attend an inauguration, watch it on TV. It's just not worth it. And obviously there are some security failures and leadership failures going on right now when it comes to planning for these types of events. There's also currently a huge push from social media and tech companies to censor a lot of the information that they believe led to this insurrection or so-called insurrection. Facebook announced Monday that they're going to be removing any content that has the phrase "stop the steal" in it. And while I understand a private company's risk management and trying to ensure that they don't get caught in a illegal action like insurrection, completely blocking phrases from the internet and from social media just seems a bit Orwellian. Like saying, hey, you all are idiots and none of you can logically assess information and draw conclusions. And we're so worried about this tiny fringe, this tiny group of extremists, we're going to block the information from everybody. The same thing's happening with Twitter. They suspended 70,000 accounts that were associated with this QAnon thing. Why didn't you block that content earlier? That's my question. If it's that important, why didn't you suspend that information earlier? And what this is a knee-jerk. And the problem is, though, it's not fair. So you have Parler just being decimated, right? They're not doing business anymore. I doubt if they'll recover. But Parler was decimated over about 98 threats that were on its platform. And of course, you got to understand there's millions and millions of people on the platform, and they're all making millions and millions of comments. So it's hard to, for any of these social media platforms, it's hard to monitor all of it. But, you know, Twitter didn't get canceled or destroyed. They had 70,000 accounts that were spreading QAnon content. Parler had a few. And the majority of the people on Parler, although maybe they are right-leaning, are not extremists. So to me, it just seems quite unfair. I believe it's definitely a business matter, and it has to do with competition. The competition is getting taken out right now. But in the meantime, all of us that use those platforms are being punished. And maybe it's a good thing. Maybe I haven't been on social media since I started working with this community. And it's so nice to have like-minded, intelligent people to talk to and to converse with online and not have it turn into a shouting match or an argument where everybody's right and then there's no discussion or conclusion or empathy. And that's why I love this platform. I believe these types of platforms are going to be the future and what are going to survive the social media war, which is what I'm going to call it from now on. That being said, along with that social media censorship that's going on, There's also people being banned from using online financial services. And I'll tell you what, I am not a conspiracy theorist, but this sounds an awful lot like the One World Illuminati thing that's going, you know, always been talked about, where they take control of the whole entire banking system and they only allow certain people to transact. That's what's going on with the President of the United States. Stripe kicked him off. They're not going to allow him to do transactions. Stripe's one of the largest online credit card processors. Deutsche Bank says, hey, you're not going to do business with us anymore. And I used to work for the banks. I understand how they work. They have a risk model, and political entities are scrutinized for negative news media that might affect the bank's bottom line and image. So they're kicking him out based off that, and I'm sure other banks will follow. Typically, you get kicked out of one bank, you're going to have a hard time with others. And you got Cumulus Media, which is, everybody's always talking about how dangerous talk radio is. Well, here we go. They're issuing a directive to all their on-air personalities, ordering them to stop suggesting the 2020 election was a fraud or they could face termination. Now, I get you don't want to cause a riot. And if you get a chance, last night we did a panel discussion with some really highly qualified people on the actual riot and how it built up, failures at the beginning, during, and at the end, who was responsible ultimately, according to the panel. What we concluded, and definitely got to watch the video, it's really, when it comes out, it's going to be great and it's going to give you a lot of insight. But what we concluded was it was a leadership failure from the beginning, poor planning, and it was definitely a small, very small group. The issue is these companies playing God, cutting certain people off. Now, everybody's looking at it like, oh, it's Donald Trump and he's this and he did this. Yes, but tomorrow it could be you because you decided to speak up and voice your opinion on something. All right, Donald Trump didn't incite a riot. I don't think he did enough to stop it, but he didn't incite it from what we can tell. For some reason, all the blame is going on this guy and it's an excuse. And now everybody's kind of piling on and these companies are like, oh, now he's too high risk and we don't want anything to do with that. Let's just ban it completely. That's a horrible idea. And people are going to find alternatives. It's just a matter of time. You know, the people who control these outlets today won't control them tomorrow. You know, the way technology evolves and how quickly our markets move, somebody will come up with a solution that's better and the market will win like it always does. Unless the government takes complete control, which brings me to my last point. I saw a headline about Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, who's been in office for what seems like forever. But she was saying how Trump's eviction from Twitter by the company is problematic. And I was like, oh yeah, well maybe she's a free speech advocate. No, what she believes is that the private company shouldn't have a say-so on that. The government should be involved in banning that kind of talk and information. The government should have been the ones to censor everything that he was saying. So be prepared for that one. I'm sure that's coming eventually. We're living in a very interesting time where I don't really recognize my country anymore. It's sad that our ability to speak freely has been taken from us. We have to use this platform in order to speak freely, and I can't allow this stuff just to go out in the open because I'm worried about not necessarily government censorship, but the people's censorship. And people aren't worried about that as much as I think they should be. And right now, the people are censoring voluntarily other people and getting away with it, and I think that's wrong. It's not illegal, though, and so we have to figure out ways to get around it. Smart people need to come up with better platforms. Smart people need to come up with ways to implement free speech without having to worry about being censored. So, I hope you have a great day. Feel free to comment. Don't forget to like our Facebook page and our YouTube channel and all the other social media we're using that we hopefully gonna be able to get off of pretty soon here. Be on the lookout for more information on the new platform we're migrating to, which I'm really excited about. And as always, stay safe, stay fearless. God bless.